Greetings, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio on the BBS Network. We're also on East City Stargate Rumble, probably canceled off of YouTube. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. I don't know, we're on VMO, we're on East City Stargate TV, we're all over the place. So if you just type in East City Stargate, we'll pop up if you want to see the show. You know, I think to the East City news right now, I think we'd have to started off with, I wish I could say this couldn't get any crazier, because whenever I do, it gets crazier. But we are in those times. We're in the end time madness. Everything's coming up. Everything's being seen for what it is, nothing hidden. And so it's going to get interesting. And according to the Q clock on November 28th, it was going to be a big day. And on the 28th, you know, I saw a council meeting with beings I recognized from the Orion Council of Light in a meditation, and not to be confused with the Orion Alliance, a group of negative grays and reptilians. They're two separate groups, and the Orion Council of Light actually went to war with the reptilians and the grays and were victorious, and now they're helping the Earth. So, you know, I wanted to make that clear. Everybody keeps flipping out about that. So I also had an appearance from Gabriel, which I've never ever connected with before, and he's Archangel Gabriel, better known throughout the universe as the Andromedans. And so they're 8 to 10 feet tall. They have magnetized light bodies. They don't have wings. They have these energy fields that go up and around their body that look like wings, and when they come into this dimension, they feather out. So they don't have to flap their wings to fly anywhere. They just appear wherever they need to. So anyway, I asked him, I said, so are you going to step in and kick some serpent reptilian and Dark Lord butt, you know? And I know it sounds unenlightened, but if you can't joke with the master saints and sages, you're not ready to hang out with them. So anyway, you know, he said, we take care of the nasty of nasties. The real work on Earth is done by the Orion Council of Light, the Palladian Warriors, Syrians, and a few other off-worlders, you know, tied to white hats on Earth. So they're extremely busy, and yes, everything is a go. And when the Orion Council of Light meeting ended, they all left and took up their positions, and they're actively engaging in the planetary liberation right now, the awakening and healing of humanity and the Earth. So I do believe Christmas will come early. You're going to see a lot of things happen. Many ask what's going on in Iceland. The earthquake and volcanic activity is the collapse of some of the oldest tunnels and underground bases used by the Cabal since the Phoenicians, basically. These are really old tunnels. And lava is a great filler, you know. So you're also going to see the fall of the Khazarian Jews, the Zionists, and Mossad. You know, that's all coming to fruition now. Their deep state assets, the entire network of tyranny is in free fall right now. And so if you want to end war and disease, get rid of the war and disease profiteers. It's that simple, basically. It's a simple formula. Follow money and the eugenicists behind the wars and the plagues, and it'll all be revealed. The weaponization and censorship of our government against American people is being heard in the House, and subpoenas have gone out, and there's undeniable evidence that agents have been weaponized against conservatives and political opponents of the current administration. Our YouTube account is a classic example of that, as well as too numerous to mention bans and Facebook jail time. So fact checkers are the brute squad for the present administration, censoring factual evidence and information about adverse effects of vaccines. Political opponents, anything not in alignment with their WEF, New World Order, and hostile governments, their sponsors' agendas. So big shout out to Jim Jordan holding their feet to the fire. I mean, this guy's amazing what he's doing in there. Speaking of Zionists, Henry Kissinger died on Wednesday. I heard a lot of cheers on that one. You know, there'll be no open casket. They lose the ability to shapeshift when they're dead, so don't expect to have an open casket. Many saw him as a war criminal. He definitely will not be reincarnating on Earth. Some of his famous quotes were about getting rid of the useless eaters. In his own words, he said, yes, many people will die when the New World Order is established, but it will be a much better world. You know, so basically, you know, population control is number one with these people, and you're seeing it unfold right in front of you. You know, you see what they're doing with the clot shots and with the food and the tech, the carcinogens and the food and the water, everything. I mean, they're just pulling out all the stops right now. So pay attention. Another billionaire, Charlie Munger, died, and he's co-founder of Berkshire Hathaway, partners with Warren Buffett, no relation to Jimmy. I had a vision last night and clarified by Yeshua, or Jesus as some refer to him. Some of these billionaires from well-known families that have died are stuck in a very gray area. Their eyes are gray. They wear gray suits, similar to the ones they wore while living, and they have no power. They're just barely existing, and it's not a good ending. So, time to think about where the lust for power and wealth at the expense of humanity and the earth is going to take you. You know, in the end, you don't want to go there. I mean, it's worse than jail, basically. I mean, you're a zombie. You're in limbo land. Here's another one. One of his WEF colleagues, Senator Katie Gallagher, will be delivering her bill in Australia to introduce the digital ID, a WEF New Order plan to create universal ID tied to your bank, where they will know and control every aspect of your life. What you buy, where you go, when you fart, I mean, everything. I mean, seriously, your phones can already do that now. They monitor your vital signs without your knowledge. You know, it's getting that bad. Canada's following suit. Legislation has already been drafted by hostile foreign nation, global elite funded Democrats for America. Digital ID equals slavery, total control over what you buy, where you go, and who you do business with. It's being sold under protection and convenience. And so drop that like a hot potato. Just don't go for it. Here's another one. The UK already has its, I guess they call it ULEZ or whatever, mercenaries, ultra low emission zones. And if you drive a gas powered vehicle, use any gas powered machinery, you get fined or your vehicle is impounded. You know, call a plumber, electrician, ambulance, zip nada, unless they drive an electric powered vehicle. Have a heart attack, sorry, ambulance on the charger and there's a brownout. You know, own a home, have relatives, meet the love of your life and she lives in the zone, you're not welcome. You know, unless you have an electric vehicle. And if you don't have an electric vehicle, the ULEZ mercenaries will descend on you like ravenous apes. So anyway, maybe a few manure trucks might want to pay them a visit. That might bring a little reality check to that program. When President Trump was asked who is Q, he said, "You'll be surprised. Many believe Q is not real. It's a psyop." And I can't wait for that reveal. It's been going on for a long, long time. And there's a lot of operations arrests going on we'll never know about. Lots of famous actors' homes are boarded up. The majority of the masses are completely unaware of the multidimensional temporal wars, you know, occurring as we speak. So how do you explain that to billions of people that think they're a body and a personality with CNN and the lamestream media telling them how to think? You know, it has to become personal. Many will look around, see their bank accounts empty, stores closing, empty shelves, and a complete loss of freedom before they figure out the very people they believed in, depended on, and supported were not their protectors. They were their enslavers. Their false divisionary threats, spewed on lamestream media were never real. The socialist corrupt leadership with their false promises are the real threat. So pay attention to that. It's nothing is what you think. I want to go on. There's a lot of questions about Trump. People get really angry when we mention his name. I've never seen anything like it. And you know, if that triggers you, you've got some issues. You really need to look at, you know, where you've been abused or whatever in the past. Because I even made a T-shirt that says, "I'm not your father. I'm not your mother. I'm not your ex-lover. I'm just sitting here." So anyway, he's you know, a very powerful white male. And rich, and that's going to trigger a lot of issues with a lot of people. So whether you love or hate him, we cannot deny, you know, he did a great job running the country. And personally, I love his brutal honesty. He and Melania hold a very high positions in what some call the heavenly realms, what we call higher dimensions and councils, spiritually and technologically advanced off-world civilizations. So as stated, this is 5D chess and truth that goes up to the 13th dimension. Some decisions many of us would disagree with were made, yet sometimes you have to sacrifice a pawn to get a king. The tyrants and the criminals have to do the deed before they can be arrested. There's also a price to pay for denial. Some things have to happen to awaken the masses, some of which are comatose to the truth about the world in which they live. This is dirty business, warfare like we've never seen. This satanic Luciferian network has been entrenched for thousands of years, and personally, I'd never want to be in his position, nor take such a responsibility. If it was up to me, I would just beam them all up. Anybody with the frequency of tyranny or narcissism, I just recycle them. But that's probably why I don't have my ship. So there's a lot of rumors of people disappearing. I wonder if they're using my old ship. But that might help out, just level the playing field. The Sound of Freedom, Eduardo Verástegui, I hope I'm saying that right, who is running for president in Mexico, just signed an agreement with the newly elected Argentinian president, Javier Milei, I don't know if I'm saying that right either, to work together to eradicate child sex trafficking. Mel Gibson is sure taking a lot of hits on that one, but pedophiles are coming out of the woodwork with accusations and their usual, what CIMI, blame others for what you yourself are doing. So I've heard that Epstein released, I'm not sure it was the Epstein Island list or the list of Hollywood pedophiles on it, and child traffickers, but I'm sure they're on Santa's naughty list as well. But unless you use the anagram Satan, and then they all get gold stars. Speaking of Christmas, do they have a button they push that sets all the stations to Christmas music at 12 p.m. Thanksgiving Day? It's so weird. Like all of a sudden, you wake up the next morning or that night, and right after 12 p.m., bam, Christmas music everywhere. And whether you believe in Jesus or Santa, it doesn't matter. Why not just be kind to each other on the planet, and the planet, basically? Just a month or so, try it out. It beats the karmic punch in the face where most people are headed. So, karma's being accelerated. Action reaction is almost becoming instantaneous. So you might want to try living according to universal law. Just be kind to each other and the planet, basically. So again, everything is coming up, folks. The energies are coming in strong. Not everyone is into forgiveness, especially when never asked. The Christmas holidays are an excellent time to do a personal responsibility check, apologize to those you've wronged, gain the wisdom from the experience, and try to do things a little better. It's also a good time to set boundaries with people and environments that no longer serve you. So it's a good time to just reevaluate, where you've been and where you want to go and who you want to go with, basically. Here's a good one. Stu Peter says Buzz Aldrin is as real as Buzz Lightyear, up, up, and away to infinity, cut. But this is in reference to the fake moon landings, filmed by Stanley Kubrick. Did we go to the moon? Did they fake it in case it went wrong? I've seen the videos and the sets where the lights fell, flags blew in the wind, etc. Some major, explaining to do there. I can just hear NASA in their Greta Thunberg voice. How dare you question our brave astronauties, I say, dare I ask about Black NASA, reverse engineered alien technology, those triangular craft that are ours, AREs, alien reproduction vehicles. If according to NASA, there's no ETs, then why are they back engineering their ships? How about Mars located in Canada? Lots of filming going on there. And here's a good one. Why does NASA blue look orange on the rovers? little filtering going on. we outgunned NASA as far as proving aliens exist 40 years ago with the $200 Sony camcorder. So we haven't needed rockets since the 30s in Germany, and in America has been going back and forth to the moon and Mars since the 60s with anti-counter gravity ships. Time to release that information. Speaking of that, the National Defense Authorization Act has just been passed, and the House has an amendment by Republican Tim Burchett, which mandates the Department of Defense to declassify the military knowledge of UAPs, their fancy new name for UFOs, and then have something like an aerial something, ARPs, aerial something phenomenons. I don't know. They keep changing the name to try to put it into a different category so you won't look at all the past cover up. And this is the new bright, shiny object. And they get a new guy, here's the new music star. Here's a new guy and it's all a distraction. It always has been. So don't fall for that. So anyway, Chuck Schumer, of course, is trying to muddy the waters. He's trying to mess it all up. Of course, can't let the cat out of the bag about our reptilian overlords now, can we, Chucky? I need to check that guy for a tail. Maybe we should send these guys the 818 videos taken in the last 3 months. We just downloaded unbelievable footage. Multiple ships coming in treetop level, powering up, responding to the people. 3 months, 818 videos. It's the cover-up's over. It's a total fail, and so is the controlled narrative they call disclosure. It's all kabuki theater, and it's falling apart. And also, too, I wanted to say, the planned opposition guys, the guys that are saying there's going to be an alien invasion, and there's going to be this, and there's going to be that, and the government's covering everything. There's those guys that are screaming the loudest are on the payroll. Basically, they're getting a check in the back pocket. So they call it planned opposition, and the rest is a controlled narrative. So, they're carnivals right now. There's nothing really going on concerning real disclosure. All right. Speaking of the unreal, the installed New York Governor Kathy Hochul, I just want to like hawk when I say her name, issued an executive order to create quarantine camps, which lost in the courts but was reinstated by the appellate courts. They can shut down your business, pull you out of your home, take your children, take anyone they deem a threat, and lock you into these camps. It's another lockdown attempt on steroids. Sounds a bit draconian and Kathy WEF dream, So looks like the New York justice system also needs a total overhaul along with Georgia. So California will follow suit if they haven't already. So, hey, Governor Newsom, where did all the street people go? Was China impressed how you made them disappear? I'll bet he was. They've never answered that question. Where did they all go? I mean, they went somewhere, or are they still here? I won't even go further with that, but a lot of human DNA showing up where it shouldn't be. A U.S. soldier was charged over $3,000 for leaving gear in Afghanistan after being ordered to do so. The plane was too heavy, so a superior officer said they needed to leave the gear behind. Maybe we should charge the Bidens and his generals for doing the same thing, leaving billions of dollars of equipment for the Taliban. They should play by the same rules in an honorable military, right? It's like, they're going to charge him $3,000. They should charge each of them a few billion dollars. Sounds fair. Russia is the most sanctioned country in the world, and they're going to end their 2023 with a profit of $75 billion. The US ends 2023 with a loss of $2 trillion. Let that sink in. Where did all that money go? Argentina had to hit 140% inflation rate, in the loss of their currency before they finally tossed out the globalists and their socialist agendas. Our currency is rapidly declining in value due to extreme mismanagement, Soros-backed socialist programs, and corruption. So I wonder if we're going to have to wait until it hits 140% decline before we do something. It's on its way. So time to wake up and smell the coffee. So really, I mean, it makes sense out of that. Russia, the most sanctioned country in the world, at war with the world, with NATO and all these other guys, still shows a $75 billion profit. Ponder that for a while. And while you're pondering that, ponder the fact that Zelensky just bought two $75 million yachts for him and his friends, as if his multi-million dollar mansions spread across the world were not enough. Biden responded, "Come on, man, you're blowing the lid off our money laundering war racket. You need to create shell corporations so it can't be traced back to you." So anyway, I didn't want to try to imitate Biden because I don't want to connect to that energy. But anyway, it's pretty obvious what's going on. Putin also took out a Farmak plant with hypersonic missiles in Kiev, responsible for creating and distributing the deadly tainted COVID-19 vaccines in Russia and in Europe. So Moderna has contracted with Pharmac to distribute the deadly vaccines across Eastern Europe. Putin's operatives inside the plant tested the vials and found a plethora of toxins, carcinogens, and snake venom. The factory was completely destroyed along with 150 employees. Sounds like a good start. Lots of weaponized biolabs in Ukraine experience the same fate, you know. So it's the biggest topic in the UN. And do you hear any politicians mention it? And those labs are ours. We've been funding these weaponized biolabs over there. So didn't a factory just get destroyed in Colorado when they said it was an act of God? It's like some weird, crazy tornado or something went in there and tore the roof off and spread vaccines everywhere. The poor animals that have to deal with that. Anyway, occasional cortex was late for Congress. Her excuse was, I thought it was daylight savings time. And she said she actually thought daylight savings was a bank. And she claims to be street smart, and she was asked if that street was Sesame Street. So, anyway, did you know one typical charging station uses the electricity of 1,600 homes? And add the stations that have multiple chargers, and multiply that times 1,600 times, and the amount of charges you have a brownout when you do that. And this president administration is long on ideas and short on math. I mean, think about that. One charger to charge your car takes the energy that 1,600 homes uses. And and we're still, the electricity is not, it's being created with coal-fired plants and gas-fired plants, and still, there are little wind projects, and solar isn't cutting it. So anyway, sorry, guys, total screw up there. And here's another one. Think of the children mining the lithium batteries and what we'll do with them after they're dead. Speaking of pollution, there's going to be mountains of batteries. Maybe the children that are, maybe what the children are mining are from a previous civilization that didn't get it right. Who knows? A bunch of burly men drilling oil doesn't look so bad now, does it? We have the technology to generate the power on demand with electric vehicles. Not only would they not need gas, they would not need wheels because the same device produces counter gravity. So now there's some street smarts if you want to get smart about cleaning up the planet. It's not a matter of electric vehicles, it's what's charging those vehicles. And we really don't even need streets. We could dig up all the highways if we installed the anti-gravity and counter-gravity aspects to them. And they're here. Don't think they're not. Here's another one. Rabid politicians are making fools out of themselves, and their extremely aggressive pro-Israel stance, trying to look good for their benefactors. And speaking of politicians, the January 6th committee repeatedly lied and deceived the nation. The newly released tapes reveal peaceful demonstrations escorted by Capitol Police through the building. They also reveal an unwarranted attack using flash grenades and pepper spray, elderly woman being beaten in what seems to be an effort to provoke violence. All edited out by the extremely biased bad acting committee. So allegedly, according to the congressional investigations, there were also undercover FBI and Antifa dressed as Trump supporters bust in. They call them ghost buses, I guess. Maybe the real insurrection and treason was the stolen election and those involved in the false flag riot to cover it up. So I think we need to rethink that one and hold those accountable for that program. Fox News isn't the only one covering this. The lamestream news is making excuses for wrongful incarnations and false charges of those evil patriots, those grandmothers, housewives, veterans, all being hunted down by terrorists. Like, as terrorists, some are already in prison. News anchors are acting like rabid dogs with one agenda, and that is whatever their handlers tell them. I want you to sit with this. They took agents away from child trafficking, pedophile cases. Even the sky marshals are no longer on the planes to hunt down what is now proven to be innocent protesters to make examples of them. The FBI was just ordered to disclose information on Seth Rich's laptop, DVDs, and hard drives in 14 days. They can't seem to find them. They were sitting right next to the Hunter and Weiner laptop. You might want to check Hillary's trophy room. How much do you want to bet? They say, you know, this is an ongoing investigation, so go pound sand. That's what they always do. They just say, yeah. So anyway, we're in a banana republic with a weaponized two-tier justice system. The tables will turn. These morally and spiritually challenged tyrants karmically will find the same thing done to them as they're doing to others. It's just the way the world works. You know, how ironically stupid to not understand karma. What goes around comes around, period. Whistleblowers and those in the system with courage and integrity are coming forward. It's just a matter of time where, you know, where are the free the jail January 6th demonstrations? You know, why does Hamas and Gaza take priority? You know, why are we marching for Israel, totally ignoring people falsely accused and imprisoned here in America? You know, grandmothers, housewives, innocent men that believe in America, you know, demonized by pathological liars. This is all a major distraction. You know, we need to get back on track. Also, the US Liberty is back in the news, where it was attacked by the Israeli Air Force using napalm and machine guns, including attacking the life rafts full of soldiers fleeing the burning ship, which is a war crime. You know, it was a false flag attempt to get America to do. To destroy the Zionist Muslim enemies, you know, the Zionist Muslim energy. Even President Lyndon Johnson was in on it. He said, I want that goddamn ship on the bottom of the ocean. You know, has anybody heard an apology? You know, what about the veterans that survived the attack on the Liberty? Any press coverage? You know, now's the time. It'd be a good time to cover that one. This also brings into question 911, where the Mossad agents were dancing on the rooftops of their vans in place. Filming the attack on the twin towers that fell in a controlled demolition in its own footprint, dustified, you know. Silverstein, who had a 99-year lease on the twin towers, triple insured them right before the event. Those in the club had pre-knowledge of the event and were mysteriously absent from work that day. So I'm just saying, don't forget history. Expect another Liberty 2.0 false flag. Our ships in the Gulf have skeleton crews. Most likely they'll be attacked by unmarked subs. Planes or missiles in the attack will be blamed on Iran or maybe Russia or China. So, you know, they really want to get us into World War III, so don't fall into that. It's the ultimate depopulation program. And you will pay for the new ships. So let's keep those ships floating. Lieutenant Colonel Jeff Cooper said, if violent crime is to be curbed, it is only the intended victim who can do it. The felon does not fear the police, neither the judge nor the jury. Therefore, what he must be taught is to fear the victim. You know, my 101-year-old grandmother said a large gaping stomach wound is always a strong deterrent to crime. You know, rest her soul. You know, and I wouldn't mess with her, nor would I advise anybody else to. You know, but you know, that's basically. That's basically what deters crime is no more victims and empowered people with the ability to defend themselves. Anyway, so history has proven those who want to take away your guns fall into the same category as any past genocidal dictator. Confiscation of guns always preceded tyrannical governments, the loss of freedom, total enslavement, and genocide. Know your history. This Second Amendment states clearly you have the right to bear arms. No ifs, ands, or buts, period. You know, it's like, you know, what politicians trying to ban guns are really afraid of is that people find out who they are and what they've done. You know, so lots of overnight millionaires during the plagues and wars and disasters. And you ever hear of disaster capitalism? So you might want to check into politicians who want to ban guns, their assets, and where they came from, and who they're beholden to. You know, most likely hostile foreign actors, but anyway, foreign governments. This is pure insanity. Pure evil was unfolding here. The killing of innocent men, women, and children on either side to meet the goals of tyrants has to come to an end. Nothing makes sense unless you understand the goals of the tyrants: population control, land grabs, total control and domination, dividing the people through race, religion, gender, putting them against each other. While they're drinking fine wines, dining lavishly, watching the show, you know, what happens when the people wake up? You know, they are, and the tyrants are doing everything possible to suppress it. So nothing can stop the awakening. It's coming. I like what Nelson Mandela said. You know, he said it brilliantly. He said, "The world is not divided by race, color, or gender, or religion. You know, our world is divided into wise people and fools. And fools divide themselves by race, color, gender, and religion." So when you see these guys shaking their fists and, you know, and you know, saying one race is more important than the others and this and that, and you know, even in the name of religion, just remember these are fools and they should be addressed accordingly. You know, they're not creating universal peace. They're creating division and separation and hoping it'll escalate even worse into war. So anyway, that's got to come to an end. So it's time to stop being governed by and listening to fools. Time to turn the boob tube off. You know, it's called programming for a reason. Any enlightened or properly educated person knows we all exist in the unified field of consciousness and energy. As a soul, we all came from the same source. We're all family, and there is no I or me when you are awake. Woke is a different subject altogether. So, one more thing in the news, Matt Gaetz is demanding who in the Air Force told airmen not to attend a conservative rally in North Dakota. And I wonder if it's the same folks who sponsored tranny night. You know, woke gender and sensitivity training is mandatory in the military, paid for by taxpayers. You know, I don't think flashy nails, bling, and pink helmets will work on the battlefield. You know, while engaged in battle, you know, are they going to say, "Before I fire, Mr., Mrs., Miss, he, she, non-binary enemy, what is your pronoun? You know, could you say that again? I couldn't hear. I just lost two guys on each side. It's really noisy out here." You know, that's where it's going. Anyway, on the lighter side, Bigfoot has been appearing with major sightings documented on game cameras, camera phones, and GoPros. In the Native American belief, when Bigfoot appears to you, it is saying, "You have veered too far away from nature, lost your spirit connection." So I can't argue that one. And it seems like Bigfoot are showing up everywhere now. And you know, if you see a Bigfoot, it's because they want you to see him. You know, they're very adept in the forest. So UFOs have also been appearing around the world in record numbers, with videos much clearer than the fuzzy Tic Tac. The UFO community and controlled narrative is raving about. You know, we just downloaded off our cameras, as I said before, 818 videos of UFOs taken in 3 months. And so that's going to be available soon. So what? You haven't heard of SETI with 40 years of documented contact? The knowledge of who's on the ships, their intentions, their origins, some of them are ancient ancestors. Could because the controlled narrative, the posers, the shills, and morally challenged people in the UFO community are involved in the censorship and the cover-up. The Rockefeller Initiative gang and Luciferian money financing the disclosure movements and conferences that have become carnivals. You know, why would the war and disease profiteers want you to contact spiritually and technologically off-world visitors? You know, they've conquered war, disease, poverty. They have advanced healing technology, fieldless energy, anti-countergravity. You know, have you figured out the forces behind the censorship, the controlled narrative? You know, beware of the planned opposition. Those screaming against the government cover-up are often on the payroll. So pay attention to that. There's some new stuff. I think Tucker Carlson is asking about that. He goes, the real reason behind the 80 plus years of censorship, you know, and it's ominous. But anyway, I tried to find that. I saw the heading of what he was talking about, but it wouldn't play, so I didn't get to see it. But if anybody knows how to get to Tucker Carlson, maybe send us a link or something. We'll send him that 818 video of clips, or we'll send him on a hard drive or something. Anyway, you don't need a middleman for God or to contact spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders. All one has to do is rise to the occasion, do your own research, stop depending on corrupt institutions that do the opposite of their mandates, raise your frequency by healing and releasing the past. That's how you get there. And I like this. There's an old Bible quote that says, "Neither shall they say, see here or see there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. Ye are God's children of the Most High." How does that work? More of the story. Anyway, actually, I wrote all about that in the new book that's called The UFOs, The Origin of Religion and Man. So, and it's out, but you got to go to Lulu to get it. It's not on Amazon yet. I don't know why they're holding it up, but it is at Lulu. So go to lulu.com, I guess, and it'll and type that in. It's UFOs, The Origin of Religion and Man. Also, Buddha said the whole universe is within. So within everybody is the spark that can become the full flame, the one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness throughout the multiverse. So the rest is one gigantic disempowering distraction. So anyway, going within is how you contact the entire universe. It's a unified field of consciousness and energy within which we all reside. The ascended masters and advanced off-worlders are all accessing and using more of it. So, become what you seek. And you most likely you are what you seek because what you're seeking is within you. So anyway, on that note, we're going to open it up to the Q&A and see if we can cover a few questions. I know this was a long eSETI news, but a lot going on.
What does TPRS stand for? And do those sessions typically reveal off-world beneficial lives, considering the spiritual nature of the people who request them?
Yeah, TPRS stands for Transpersonal Release Sessions, and this was done way before the trans movement happened. But it has nothing to do with that. But it's what it's going beyond the personal. And what we do is we start off, we clear any unseen negative influences, any attachments, and then we go into past lives, clear those up. We go on to childhood trauma and access those, and then we clear those out, and then we go into the beneficial lives. And we've had a lot of beneficial lives, just not here on Earth, but other planes and dimensions, other civilizations. There's a Pleiades, there's Sirion, there's Dromedan, Arcturian. I can go on and on. We've had a lot past lives in places I don't even know where they are. We find out, but we have no reference to them, because they're in another dimension. But it's a very intense process, and it's a quantum leap in consciousness and energy, because when you release the past and heal these wounds and traumas from wrong conclusions from past experience, things like that, your energies go up because those are very low energy experiences. And when you clear those out, your frequencies go up. When your frequencies go up, you can contact, different aspects of yourself and the higher dimensional beings, ascended masters, and so forth. So it's a life-changing experience, and people really just it's a quantum leap in ascension, basically.
So you regularly get questions about where people are asking your particular opinion about certain people, and I generally don't ask those questions. So if you could touch on that.
The reason sometimes it's asked, like, what do you think of this person? What do you think of that person? And I don't want to go there because in some cases I know too much, and I don't want to tear into somebody. And in other cases, really, it's about self-empowerment. And we all have the ability to, if you're asking the question, you're probably feeling within something's off. Something's not quite right. And truth, nothing's 100% out there. So when I was with some of the other, when I was with the TIC and the Tibetan family, all these other places I went, we were taught tools for discernment. And one of the tools is to go within and get in a meditative state, clear any unseen negative influences, and create a dial on your inner eye and your inner vision. And look at that dial. And let's say it'll pop up to 70%. And you go, okay, well, 70% of this person's information is accurate. 30% is based on cultural beliefs, religious beliefs, or their own experiences, and that they haven't healed or whatever. They're interfering in the clear message. So, and that's natural. And we all have a percentage of accuracy of the information. And right now, too, I'm hearing the wild. I mean, I heard them before, but seems like there's one channel after another popping up, and they don't clear themselves. They don't know how to heal unseen negative influences, and they let these other influences come in. And some are in it for the fame and the attention. A lot of times they didn't get as a kid, but they're coming up with these stories that are so crazy And that's how you become relevant. You stay relevant is by going against any of the other stories and coming up with a new story. And the new story is so controversial, and that puts you on the, you know, the click list or whatever. So there is a lot of that going on. Now, there are some out there that are bringing very accurate information out. And I hate to say it, but I can probably count them on one hand, you know, maybe one and a half. And there's other people that are doing the best they can. You know, they're like at 50 or 70%. So we need to discern what feels true to us and what, and if it doesn't feel right, that's your soul probably telling you, hey, this isn't right. You know, this doesn't feel right. There's something wrong here. We have to listen to that.
I would very much like to hear your knowledge on the star Aldebaran and any beings from that system.
Yeah, I've heard mixed stories about that. I don't know too much about that. I know that the unfortunately the Nazis were working a lot with that energy, but I think they twisted it for their own goals. There's some systems too where these beings, they have like pig heads. There's a movie Fifth Element, and these beings that have like pig heads, and they had they exist, and I think it's from Aldebaran or something, five or something. They come from that area. There's so many crazy things out there. I'm not sure exactly why that question is asked, what it's in relationship to. So I think, again, you have to just sit with that and just say, if you don't get that big love feeling, that bliss hit, you know, it's probably something you probably want to set aside.
The Pleiadians say that what happens here will affect the whole universe. In what way will that happen?
Well, okay. We have to get out of the box. You know, I'm a body and I'm a personality box, because actually you're a soul, and that soul is multidimensional, and it goes all the way back to the source. And so within that multidimensional self, we have other lives going on, other experiences. And this is going to be a real butt kick for people that are attached to their egos and their personalities and their bodies and things like that, because when you find out, it's rough, because if you're attached to your identity, you go through a real crisis when you realize that there's other aspects of yourself and other beings coming to you saying, I am you on this dimension. And I'm, you know, and it really messes with your head until you reach the highest dimensions and they tell you it's all you. So it's all you. Like when you merge with the one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness on all planes and all dimensions, and you expand into that, everything is you. And so understanding that, what happens with the microcosm, it affects the macrocosm. So let's say in the far distant future, that doesn't sound right, the future can have a distant future. Or I went to say, well, okay, so we're there far distant past. And so what happens here is going to affect their existence. And so it's really, and in the big picture, time doesn't matter. So you can go, and so it's going to affect the matrix or the big giant hologram. No matter what one piece does, it affects the whole hologram. So, you know, let's say if we end up and going through World War III, you know, and everybody's like a mutant and a zombie and all screwed up and everything else, and that becomes their ancestors, what are they going to look like? They're going to look like a gray or something like that. So, you know, it's really important to realize that everything's eternal, everything continues, everything goes on, and everything is attached to everything else. And so it's going to affect what's done here. You know, like a nuclear bomb going off affects the whole fabric of time and space. It's a bad idea. That's why the ships came as soon as we popped off one of the bombs. But just remember the unified field, you know, of consciousness and energy, what everybody's connected in that field, and what one element of that field does affects the whole. It's like the butterfly effect in a way.
Can you comment on the extreme storms and weather events occurring around the globe? Biblical? Question mark. Enhanced by nefarious ones? Question mark. I've never seen anything like it, yet yeah. Nothing mentioned on mainstream news.
It's all the above, basically. We're moving to a highly energized place in space we've never been before, and the sun is going ballistic. And there's a formula. When you have solar flares or coronal mass ejections, you know, it's going to affect, it has an effect on the conscious, our bioelectric fields around the body. It affects us that way. And there's emotional outbursts and people get comatose and get over amped, you know, and then it creates severe weather and it creates an increase in earthquake and volcanic activity. So we're going through that phase. And then we have the weather, you know, weather weapons that they're using. You know, the HAARP and the chemtrails and everything else. They're really hitting Hawaii now hard with chemtrails and other stuff. But you can hear it in my voice. It's affecting me and a lot of other people here. That's going on too. And then there's disaster capitalism where everybody just, really capitalizes on the disasters, you know, going on. And so, you know, when they say, oh, you know, this hurricane hit here, we need $5 billion to do, you know, to repair the damage and everything and say, okay, you know, here's taxpayers' money, $5 billion. You really think that goes to the people in need? You know, it goes through this whole network and just gets sucked up and everybody's got their finger in the cookie jar. And so there's that going on. But it's a combination of things. I mean, there's hurricanes and tornadoes hitting places they never hit before. They're steering hurricanes. They're creating tornadoes. They're creating windstorms. They're, you know, all the above, you know, massive rainstorms we've never seen before. And they can either lift the rain up and move it and have it drop somewhere else, or they can dump it, you know, so they can do all the above. So they have control of the weather, and there's more than one country doing weather warfare. So, you know, it's a combination of things going on.
As someone who works in healthcare and is an empath, how do you not take on others' health issues and not get caught up in the emotions of what is going on in the world?
You know, I have a little ritual. It's called Not Mine. You know, when I start feeling, I go, wait a second, not mine, not mine. And people that are really empathic have trouble with that, I know. But it's about setting boundaries. You know, I was asking the Palladians, they said a lot of them come here, they have to wear a dampener because of the psychic turbulence here and all of the pain and suffering and confusion and everything going on here. It's really hard for them to be here. You know, I keep going, God, why don't you guys just come down and sit down and let's have a cup of coffee, you know? And they're extremely telepathic. They know everything you're thinking, you know, and it's hard for them. You know, it's, and they feel your pain and they feel your unresolved issues and your unhealed wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions. They feel all that. And so it's very hard for them to be here. And there's a lot of people that incarnated from the Pleiades and from these other systems that are really having trouble being here too. You know, it's not easy. I don't have any cut answer for that, you know, other than you just have to keep clearing the energy. And I think that's what we came here to do is to, I think we should be doing this in groups, you know, do the clearing of unseen negative influences. There's world and personal healing meditations that are in the books that I've written. They're in, especially the last book, I put everything in there, how to heal unseen negative influences, how to clear your body from the atomic structure on up, you know, throughout all the organs and tissues and everything. All of that is in these books, and that people should sit in groups and do this. You know, I didn't write these books to be famous or to be a guru or anything else. These are gifts. And I really want people to empower themselves to, you know, I want you to be the master. You know, get these books, pass them on, buy a few and send them to your friends and neighbors. And the last book just covers everything. So it's a mind blower. I think it's one of my best, but you know, it gives you all the tools to get through these times right now. But again, you know, the healings are free. They're on the website, How to Heal Unseen Negative Influences. The World Healing Meditation is there. All that stuff is there. And it's in the books as well. So I'm doing all I can, but, you know, I can't, you know, you can't, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink, you know? So basically that's all you can do.
I think we got time for one more quick question.
Okay.
What do you think about our chronology? Some say we have 300 years added to our real time. Some say 1,000 years. I also heard that everything in our history from the 16th century on is false. And some say the Middle Ages did not happen at all.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, that goes under this crazy stories coming out. But, you know, our history is really not our true history. History is his story as written by the conqueror, you know, basically. So, you know, the history, most of the history. I remember in college when I was taking a history class, I could not stay awake. And I kept trying and trying to stay awake. And I realized when I can't stay awake, it's because I'm being lied to, you know, and my body won't let me. I just go, oh, don't get programmed by this, you know, and they're, you know, they don't talk about, you know, the Native Americans. They don't talk about, you know, all the indigenous people have been displaced. They don't talk about any of this stuff. You know, it's all Columbus discovered America. There was nobody here at the time. Right. You know, it's like, you know, all the Americans looking around and goes, he discovered what, you know, we've been here for, you know, we discovered America. You know, it's not even America. It's something else. But anyway, go on and on. That's a given. We've been lied to almost about everything. And so we have to look at who's been lying, you know, who are these global elite, you know, these tyrants that have been lying to us to control the masses. And that's what we need to look at. So it comes to an end, but you know, there's time's flexible. It's fluid. It changes. There's different timelines. There's time's crazy. You know, it's, we are in crazy times too right now, but it's, you know, they've said the best way to understand time right now is like events, a sequence of events. And when this happens, this will happen. When this happens, this will probably happen. If this doesn't happen, this may not happen. You know, it's kind of like we're in a big free-for-all right now concerning time. And it could go in a lot of different directions. But the higher dimensional beings are inspiring us to take the right path to go down a timeline where there's universal peace and brother sister love and individual freedom and prosperity for everybody, because if we take that timeline, then their civilization is going to be aligned with that, you know, and go even further. So by helping us, it helps themselves and it helps their future selves. So it's all tied together. So that's the best way I can, you know, what's really important right now is just sitting down in the moment and making your own personal connection with Creator, you know, God, Great Spirit, whatever name you want to give it, and trust your heart. And your heart's going to tell you, this isn't right. You know, this isn't where I need to be. This isn't where I need to go. This isn't who I need to be hanging out with. And really get that connection solid, and then you'll get through these times. But if you depend on external information and external forces and things like that, you're going to be in a lot of trouble, especially if you try any kind of, if you depend on any of the mainstream news or politicians or any of this stuff, because, you know, that's a big, it's a big F fest. You know, I hate to say it, but anyway, on that note, we'll sign off. A lot of information out there. Things are really moving fast. So be a part of it, you know, be a part of the change, and keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent, and you'll get through these times. Have a great evening and good night. Thank you.